Chapter 1. The Business of Funny. The Lansdowne Conference Center in Leesburg, Virginia, is a fine place to hold a business meeting. But located in the D.C. area wine country, with a hotel-style glass-and-brick facade and two championship golf courses, nobody would ever confuse it with a mecca for comedy. Yet every January for the past 13 years, Lansdowne has rocked with laughter brought on by actors from the Second City who come to Virginia for an unlikely reason: to help about 100 Major League Baseball rookies adapt to the unusual challenges of life in the bigs. These challenges are wide-ranging and quite foreign to mere mortals who can't throw or hit a 95-mile-per-hour fastball. How to deal effectively with veterans in the clubhouse and the rapacious media hordes. How to manage a newfound fortune when you grew up poor. How to find work-life balance when there is none. And how to navigate the perils of performance-enhancing drugs, aggressive autograph seekers, and the influence of organized crime in sports. Typical stuff for professional athletes, but not the typical fodder of comedy. But Major League Baseball and the Major League Baseball Players Association know their audience. Mostly guys around 20 years old, brimming with swag and testosterone. And because they know them well, they know that lectures and classroom finger-wagging aren't effective ways to teach the vital life skills that will allow the rookies to have long and productive careers on the field. So, they made the unlikely choice to bring in Second City talent who, over the course of 4 days, perform custom-written comedy vignettes based on real-world baseball situations. Facilitate productive conversations around those vignettes with Second City alum and clinical psychologist Dr. Kate Porterfield. Teach improv-based communication skills and, in general, win over a tough audience of ballplayers who will be better equipped to protect their careers because of the time they've spent with a bunch of comedians and improv instructors. While our work at this conference is fun and funny, we're not brought in for mere entertainment. We're called on to bring serious topics to life through comedy, to get young athletes engaged, and to give them some important communication skills that will help them cope with circumstances few of us could ever truly understand. They do this because what the Second City knows and what Major League Baseball has learned is that the individual who is armed with an improvisational toolkit has an instantaneous advantage in dealing with all manner of difficult situations that naturally arise in the course of one's career. When, for instance, a long-lost third cousin once removed comes calling for a loan to start a deli vinyl record shop, the young ball player will have learned improv skills to both disarm and deflect the advance. The same set of tools will give you to turn around difficult employees and disgruntled customers. Improvisation, at its most basic level, lets you respond more quickly in real time. And when practiced, also allows you to use comic relief to ease a potentially awkward confrontation. Make 'em laugh. Make 'em think. A winning formula not only for baseball rookies, but for education reformers, cruise line directors, and the millions of other professionals whom Second City has reached over the past 3 decades by reformulating venerable theater teaching methods into cutting-edge business training programs for the 21st century. We're not merely offering an improved communication tool either. We've introduced a whole new skill set for invention and innovation that has been proven to unlock the creative forces of individuals and teams and make it easier for them to test those creative ideas and launch them in the marketplace. The more the Second City works with folks from the business world, the more we have come to understand that despite all the planning, processes, controls, and governance, business is one big act of improvisation. For anyone who has spent time working in or running a business, you know that a great deal of your time and energy go to dealing with the unplanned and the unexpected, with the curveballs and gray zones that typify corporate life. This audio program is for you, to help you build the toolkit you'll need to deal with that challenging reality.